Yeah, man, you already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, a.k.a. the voice of the streets. It's the Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got a special guest in the building right now, bitch. Bonnie Bass, man. What's happening?
Man, y'all know what the fuck going on, man. Turn me up. DJ Jerry, what it do, man? Man, we trying to make Milwaukee great again, man.
No, you know? No, you got the Trump mask in the
room. I had to bring it out on my ass today, man.
Hell, the real. No, but, no, see, you came with Trump ass, bro. You know the election coming up on the 5th, bro. What you doing? You vote for Trump or
I'm Kamala? Voting for Bonnie Vance. Vote Bonnie Vance for president. we just trying to make Milwaukee great again. That's what this mask all about.
No bullshit, man. Get a close up with that.
I ain't never voted ever, bro. I swear to God.
Damn.
But I might do Trump this year, man.
Yeah. But what make you think like Trump would be a better president than Kamala, yeah, though? Or you don't even.
Coming off and shit, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I just might do Trump because he did good that year with the scams, man. He got me good that year.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. So ain't no telling.
Facts. Hell yeah, man. But shit, dog, like, man, if you can vote, man, just go out there on the 5th, man, and vote. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody vote matter and shit like that. So I feel like just, you know what I'm saying? Get out there and do that shit. You know what I'm saying? But shit, what's good, dog? Like, man, this is your first time on Mixtape Trappers Radio, bro. You know what I'm saying? You've been out here for a minute, bro. You know what I'm saying? You ain't no fresh face, bro. Like, niggas is in the streets know who the fuck you is, bro. Yeah.
Man, I'm just trying to keep this shit going, bro. These be out here bullshitting, playing.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't never really seen most of these niggas out here in the streets, bro. Swear to God, but they out here making this music like they really doing this shit, bro. I be really out here doing this shit. And niggas that I did bump into, I ain't gonna say no names, though. They really be getting into it. They really in it out here, you feel me? But, like, a lot of these niggas be faking, bro, and I just be feeling like I don't be getting the respect I deserve.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, but like, I remember me and T was talking about that shit too, like OTMT. Like, we was talking about how niggas be out here.
My boy.
Yeah. It's talking about how niggas be faking out here. You know what I'm saying? But like, without saying no names, like, far as you, like what you've just been seeing over the years, period. That's like, bro, come on now. Like, stop talking about this shit. You know you ain't on that shit, bro.
Bro, it be a lot of silver spoon goons.
Silver spoon
like,
goons.
Bro, or nigga. Got big bro money or big bro shit. Like, get big bro and shit back, bro. Go get your own shit, bro. Get your own bag, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've been seeing, bro. And then a lot of these niggas, like, I really haven't seen. Like, I'm really in the streets for real, bro. I swear to God on my kids, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I done bumped into a lot of niggas, bro. But most of these niggas I never seen out here, bro.
Like, period.
Out here at all. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't even be knowing, like, how half of these niggas be having all the time to do all of this shit. I don't be having the time, bro. I be out here, bro.
Yeah.
Like, how you doing all these shows? How you going all these places, nigga? And then you making it up, paper in the street, nigga? No.
Yeah.
Man,
that should take time, bro.
That should be taking time, though, but, like.
But they be saying they be got to have an Oak Creek at West Dallas Pops and shit like that, though. That's what they be saying.
Yeah, hey. I ain't fucking with them. Swear to God. If they do, they do. But, hey, that ain't my business, bro.
Right.
But, hey, don't be saying you got no Oak Creek and West Alice Pops and you going out there for $50, bro. Like, that shit, having it, bro.
Yeah, that ain't sound right. Because they going to spend way more. That's like around here type shit. They spending $50.
Niggas spending $50 around here. Yeah. I'm going out there. You got to at least have $500 for me.
Facts.
Swear to God.
It's hot as a bitch out there. The police, bro, all type of shit, bro. You
hell
gotta
yeah,
loaded.
I got a lot of shit going on right now, too, so you ain't finna catch me going out there. I got cases in Sheboygan, West Allis.
Facts.
All kind of shit. You don't find any case here, too.
Yeah. If you could talk about it, what you find? What kind of case you find?
For here, I got caught with, like, damn near a pound on me.
Okay.
West Allis, I got caught. I mean, not West Allis, but Waukesha. I got caught with some pills and then, like, a little bit over a zip of weed. And Sheboygan on some bullshit, bro. Hey, I only got caught with 18 grams down there, bro. And they on some bullshit. 18 grams, bro. That should be a ticket.
For real. Especially weed. That's.
I ain't too much worried about the. None of the cases, bro, but the Waukesha.
Right.
Because I caught the pills, bro. You feel me?
Yeah, but shit, hopefully you be good, man.
They put me on level 3. I can't be smoking none of that shit no more, bro. That shit fucking with me.
Damn. Shit, dog. Hopefully you be good. Hopefully they drop that motherfucker like they ain't got no evidence or something, dog. Hopefully yeah, motherfucker get dropped, bro.
Yeah.
But shit, like I said, dog, like you been doing a rap shit for a little minute, bro. Like, I mean, I know, like, I done heard you before the Rio the Youngo shit, but I know Milwaukee, like, a lot of people first time really hearing about you was the Rio the Youngo G shit. Like, how that shit even happen? Like, how'd you even get a feature with, bro? Like, you did a video, all that shit with
him. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, that shit was crazy, bro. Because, like, before I even heard about the nigga, my brother used to always be listening to him. My brother X, he locked up, bro. Yeah. He stayed listening to that nigga. He ended up one day playing him in the car for him. He like, bro, listen to this nigga. This nigga cold, this bitch. You need to do a song with him. I'm like, let me hear this nigga real quick. He get to playing that shit. I'm like, bro, that's going crazy on my kids. Then, like, a couple months later, shit, I end up hitting the nigga up. And he end up responding to me and shit. I send him my number through and shit. I'm like, what's the word? Send him my number through. The nigga end up FaceTime me out of the blue.
Damn.
I write up G's on him. Like, where you at? Where your bitch ass at? Pull up.
Hey, come get this money,
on my kids, he end up coming down the next day and shit. And he was taking pictures with niggas on Burlap, all kind of shit. Swear to God.
That's crazy.
Niggas ain't even know he came down there for me. I'm like, came down here for me type shit. But he was a real nigga, though. He was telling me all kind of little shit.
Cause I remember, dog, you had a feature with Doug. He was on fire, bro. Yeah, like, he was on fire, dog. That's why I'm like, damn, bro. Like, bro got a feature with Rio, dog. That's
he in the feds with one of my pops' guys right now. Hey, my pops FaceTime my guy. Shit, they roommates and shit. I'm like, damn, hey, I did a song with Rio. Pops like, man, whenever you need to talk to him, but come down here soon. I call my guy. Ooh, mm-hmm. I'm like, I be too busy though. That's I ain't gonna lie.
So y'all still down there tapped in?
Yeah, damn near a little bit like shit. But when he get out, I'm going to try to hit him up, though. I know he going to come down here, you know, do some shows or some, probably do some old music or something. Ain't no telling.
Like he said he want 150 for a show when he get up.
Hey, if they going to pay that shit, you know they going to pay for Rio down here, though. And shit, we already solidified with our music, so shit, I'm pretty sure we going to, you know, I'm going to perform and that shit, you know. Mm-hmm. That might get my shit a little bit up there, a little bit more, too. You know, Rio shit going crazy since he been locked up and shit been growing up growing a little bit more too.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely. But like
free bro,
yeah, free bro, man. He coming home too soon.
Mm-hmm.
But like you just working with bro, like what was the biggest difference from working with him compared to everybody else you done work with?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't really worked with too many people, but like. The difference is like he like for him as like far as him being a big artist. He was never on no bullshit or one on no personal shit. Like, he was a real nigga type shit. He was, like, acting like a regular nigga. You feel me? I thought he used to be freestyling all that shit. That nigga was punching in. I mean, that nigga was writing the shit. As soon as we got there, the nigga got right to work. Like, he at work or something. I'm looking at him like, damn, that nigga be writing?
Yeah.
He's going crazy, though. Too. He cold,
yeah,
though.
He cold as a bitch. Hell yeah.
He's crazy, though.
Bullshit. Yeah, dog, that shit a hit, man. Dog, it's on YouTube, man. Bro, look that shit up, man. Vonnie Bands, man. If you ain't seen it, Rio the Young OG, Vonnie Bands, man. Tap in. Look at that. Find that shit on YouTube, man. That shit fire.
Y'all know what the fuck going on, nigga.
Yeah.
It's called Hush Puppies, too.
Hush Puppies.
Tap into that shit.
Yeah. So I see, man, I be seeing you be doing the skits and shit, too, dog. I see you be going crazy with the skits, bro. You be fuck with Aioli, bro.
Yeah,
ribbing the shit out of his ugly ass, dog. Like, you be doing all type of shit, dog. Like,
that's my boy.
Like, how you even know, bro? How you get to know shit, even me,
I met
bro?
Him, shit, I met him through the little skit shit. I ain't okay. On Instagram. Okay. That nigga, first, like, he end up, like, remaking one of my videos. Like, everybody thought we was a tour or some shit. I'm like, bro, I ain't finna get a tour with bro because he remixing my videos, ribbing and shit. Bro got a little fan base, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's good publicity. Any publicity, good publicity and shit. And I end up DMing him and shit. We end up chopping it up and shit. He like, shit, he cool as a bitch. But, like, he was thinking I was going to be on some bullshit or something. But I'm like, no, I was laughing at this shit, bro. You cool as a bitch. You funny as a bitch, bro. I fuck with you, bro.
Yeah.
And we end up linking up all kind of shit, bro. Cool, bro. Like, I ain't going to lie. And then, shit, we got music, too, though.
Yeah, okay.
And me and bro got music, too.
Yeah, that's what we do. Hey, yeah, because, like, I never even thought you, like, I know you know you funny, but shit, like, I never thought you'd be a skit type nigga, though. Nah, you know what I'm saying?
I just be, I always been funny, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Before I was even rapping, bro, I was just, like, naturally funny. Like, even in school, I do some stupid ass shit. Swear to God. I used to be doing, I used to do plenty of stupid ass shit in school. Swear to God.
Well, what school you went to?
I went to Pulaski.
Oh, Pulaski, Southside.
Yeah.
That Pulaski shit. I know Bird went to Pulaski after he left Marshall.
Yeah, he went there. He went there. He older than me. Yeah. So, you know, I'm only 25.
Oh, he young as a bitch.
Yeah, hey, he went there way before me. Mm-hmm. But me and Lee, though, like, he was hitting me up and shit, though, because he was like, bro, you getting, I see your bitch ass going crazy. You done hit a million views on some shit. I'm like, shit. That shit ain't hard, bro. I just kept on posting little funny shit, and that shit transpired and went crazy.
Yeah.
That shit, I got some shit down there at 7 million views on some funny shit.
Damn. What's on TikTok or where is
it? It's on Instagram.
Instagram. That's crazy. What skit
is that? Like 6.3 million views.
Yeah, what skit was that?
It was some, I was ribbing this nigga was doing a little parkour and some shit. I was on his ass. You doing some stupid ass shit, jumping off gates and all kind of stupid ass shit. I'm like, bro, dude, like, he act like a crackhead on my kids.
That shit crazy, dog. Yeah, dog, I know it was one. It wasn't no skit, though, but I don't know if it was a skit, but I know y'all was on at Silver Spring, like, y'all was beating up somebody car and shit. Like it had went viral. That was all on Facebook and type of shit.
Everybody think they know the truth. I mean, everybody think they know why we really did that shit, but they really don't. It's a lot to why we really did.
But what
did
really
that.
Happened for the motherfuckers that don't know?
Bro ran off. I'm just keep it short like that. He ran off with something, and I finally caught up with him.
Okay.
And I didn't even really get to do what I wanted to him. He was fat, big as a bitch. And my kids, I couldn't get him out the car, bro. I wanted to get him out the car so bad, bro.
Yeah. Cause I know it was and another dude. It looked like y'all was trying your hardest, bro. Like,
dude's fat as a bitch, bro. I swear to God, I couldn't get him out the car. If I would have got him out the car, though, it would have been over with for him. Because we're doing this thing on him too, though. I don't want to speak on too much about it.
Right. Yeah, motherfuckers know they can look on your page and find him somewhere. They find him.
Yeah, dude, fat, sloppy ass. Hey, and then he running off. In store, he running off with clothes and shit. Like, bro, what type of bum, dirty ass nigga you is, bro? You running off from stores and shit. Nigga, you boosted. That's what bitches do. Wow. There's a million ways to get some money, and you out here boosting.
Yeah, that shit crazy, dog. But, you know, everybody be like, man, this is my hustle type shit. Everybody got their own little hustle. Robbing, killing niggas, like, stealing.
You can't be running off on no nigga that know you, though. No nigga that fucking with you, though. And that was the whole purpose of that too. Like, bro, I knew you, bro. I was fucking with you. We was cool. And you put on a little, you know, the little Cash App glitches niggas be pulling.
Ran
off of like damn near $600, bro. Worth of some shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's what that was about, really, to tell the truth.
Yeah, that's crazy, dog. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, because everybody was wondering what happened with that shit, dog. Niggas didn't know. They just thought y'all was on some crazy. Like, they thought y'all just sinked a random nigga and just...
No, they thought we did that shit for bro them at that store.
Yeah.
But...
The shoe stores.
That played a little part to it, too, though. Mm. I fuck with Prestige Store, too.
Yeah.
Y'all go check them out. They be going crazy. They got plenty of shit, exclusive shit in there.
Facts. Hell yeah. No, I know you sinked it, bro. Like, you know, the little Dirk, bro, he got arrested, man. Like, all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody talking about it, bro. They said he was trying to fly to Italy, bro. Then they said, like, the day before he got locked up, you know what I'm saying? He said he lost all his phones, like, the day before he got locked up.
He lost all his phones?
All his phones. He lost them.
I ain't heard about that. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't hear about that part, but I heard about the little Dirk shit, though.
Yeah.
And then I seen a little fat forehead-ass nigga that fucking snitched on you or whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, bro. We had did the interview, bro. See, I had interviewed him, though.
Dirk fucking with the wrong niggas. He need to come fuck with me. Yeah. Niggas like me, you feel me? I be laid back, chilling low. I might do some little funny shit, but I'm a real nigga at the end of the day, bro.
Right.
A lot of niggas need to know that, bro. Vonnie Van's a real nigga at the end of the day, nigga. Probably one of the realest niggas out here, too.
Facts. Hell yeah.
I ain't never did no bullshit, no bum shit, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm about my pay.
No bullshit. Hell yeah, but like, you know, it's like this that in Milwaukee too. Like, not to that degree, you know what I'm saying, that him and OTF Jam went through, but like just how you feel about that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that's like one of your day ones and he just tell on you, like, just fuck.
I'm going to cut him off.
Yeah.
Simple as that. I'm going to just stop fucking with him. Snitching on me, I can't fuck with you. Because I ain't never, ever said no police shit or did no police shit ever in my life. And can't nobody pull no paperwork up on me or none of that shit on my kids. I ain't never did it. And I don't even play like that.
Right. So why you want to kill his ass?
You said what?
Why you just want to kill his ass?
Man, I'm going to just cut him off. I might try to, I might try to kill a nigga and don't kill him and then get snitched on again, bro. Hey, you can't be dealing with no snitch nigga, right? And no street nigga. You just got to leave him alone,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, because he dangerous, bro. He dangerous already, dog. You police, he dangerous, dog.
You fucked up, dog.
He dangerous, bro. Like, I'm scared. I'm scared of all them niggas. Now, look on my YouTube channel, too. They told on me, bro. I ain't going to say too much. Just look on my YouTube
bro,
channel.
Bro, I seen you post some shit, bro. Yeah. The police arresting you and shit. What that was about, bro?
Dog, bro, make a long story short, dog. They lied on me and said I upped the firearm from behind my back. Think about that, bro. How many niggas you ever seen pull a gun from behind their back, bro? Besides the Tubi movies.
None,
bro.
None do that.
This nigga said I pulled a gun from behind my back, bro.
Nigga, some lame ass niggas do be having having their guns behind their back, like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, we have their guns right here.
Like the security and shit.
What you finna do, nigga? Somebody gonna kill your dumb ass. As soon as you try to up that motherfucker, what you reaching for, nigga? What you trying to scratch your ass or something? On what, though?
Somebody gonna kill your ass.
They gonna die scratching his ass. They gonna die scratching his ass.
That nigga's crazy, though. Yeah, but that was bullshit. It's all over now, though. Shit, I'm good, man. But shit, dog. Now, what you got in the works, bro? Like, you got some new music dropping, new videos dropping. What you got in the works?
I got some, I ain't gonna lie, I got some videos I've been working on and shit, but, like, I ain't been telling nobody about it. I got music coming, too. I got some shit with Day Ballin'.
Yeah.
Just dropped. Well, it ain't dropped yet, but we went to the studio.
Yeah.
Made some little shit. That shit fire.
Yeah.
I got a couple little shit on the way, though. I don't want to really say too much.
Oh,
but I got some fire on the way, though.
Okay.
Then I'm trying to work on a mixtape too. I ain't gonna lie, cause I don't really do too much of those.
Though. Yeah. Though I remember using your bag, dog. You was dropping, then you just stopped dropping, bro.
Yeah, like, I got to dealing with a whole lot of baby mama dramas, all kind of other bullshit, niggas doing bum shit, all kind of shit. You feel me? I had to separate myself from a lot of people. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's why you don't really see me like that too much. I be low. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't be trying to deal with it.
Thanks.
A lot of niggas doing a lot of bum shit, stealing, all kind of shit. So,
yeah, that shit wild, man. Hey, dog, who you want to shout out before we get on this?
Shout out Jilla Cam, nigga,
yeah.
Productions.
Yeah, Jilla,
shout out Ocean Legacy, too, though.
Hell
but,
yeah.
Like, I want y'all to, like, fuck with them, bro. Fuck with Jilla, bro. Like, she been trying to get a lot of people to fuck with her, bro, too.
Yeah.
Like, her shit been going crazy. That's a lot of people been sleeping on her, too, though. Like, but her shit coming up there, and I'm going to help her get to where she trying to get to, too.
Right.
And then Ocean Legacy been coming up, too. I've been fucking with bro since he started, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before his shit got the buzz, and
yeah.
I was fucking with bro. And I was fucking with Jilla, too, though. We started in the basement. You feel me?
Yeah,
that's like family. Heard. That's like blood.
Yeah. I met her one time. She had did a video in here. I forgot. Yeah, she did a video in here, bro. I met her. She cool as hell.
My kid. Yeah. That's about it, though.
Now, you thought about some. Who you just thinking about? But you was like, man, fuck, dude.
I seen you fucking with little cuz up there, OTM. That's my boy.
Oh, yeah, T. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's my boy.
Yeah,
me and bro got it. Me and bro finna lock in.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. That's cuz.
Yeah.
I fuck with cuz.
Y'all gotta like, do something, bro. Y'all gotta do something.
Wani, that's my little cousin. That's his brother, you know.
Oh,
so, yeah. So, you know, we gonna lock in.
Facts.
RIP little cuz.
Yeah, RIP Wani, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, a.k.a. the voice of the streets.
Oh, yeah. Shout out my nigga Don Teezy. Shout out Tule.
Yeah.
Shout out a couple of y'all niggas, man. Y'all know what's up. I don't really be trying to say too much on here, though. Right? Vonnie Band signing out, though, nigga.
In the voice. You already know what the
fuck. Oh, yeah, one more
thing. No, you keep cutting me off, bro.
Hold up, because you got to let them know I bust your ass, though.
Oh, yeah. Chuck E. Cheese, bro.
Chuck E. Cheese, nigga.
Hey, it was 93-88, though. No, it was 93-88. Hey, because I seen the nigga. He was like, man, come on, Jerry, get your ass bust. I was like, nigga, if you beat me, nigga, I'm going to give you an interview, bro.
Hell yeah, and that's how this shit works, man. Bust that ass. He thought he was going
to
win,
though. Hey, on the real, hey, I was like, man, I was playing for real. I was like, man, I'm trying to beat this nigga, bust this nigga ass. I ain't trying to give no interview. But shit, dog, that shit came, dog. You see, I'm a man of my word, bro. We did
bro,
this.
Bro, real nigga. You a funny ass nigga, too, though. DJ Jerry, Voice of Street. Man, you niggas out here, man. You know how he be, man. Dude, you crazy as a bitch. I be like, dog, what the? Hey, I be, every time I see some shit with DJ Jerry, I be like, here he go. I swear to God. DJ Jerry. Hey, man, you niggas, you fake trapping ass niggas, man. Y'all sleeping in your mama basement. Oh, I be like, bro, this nigga going on somebody. No, I don't know who he talking about. Who he in tour with, bro. I swear to God, bro. You be on their ass, bro. I be like, dog. This nigga DJ Jerry on some other shit.
Nah, we gotta go crazy. I calmed down a little bit, though.
You going crazy, though. But you gotta start back doing that shit, bro.
I'm gonna start back.
That shit be funny, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna go crazy, bro. Like, we gotta do some shit. We probably do a song or something. I gotta just go crazy on a song or some shit.
Something.
Bullshit. No, you ain't gonna cut me off no more, is he, bro?
Go ahead, do your thing.
You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, a.k.a. the Voice of the Streets. Bonnie Bands in this motherfucker. You know what it is. Mixtape Sharpest Radio. What's happening?
Yeah, y'all know what the fuck going on, nigga. Turn me up, nigga. Tap in my shit. Go subscribe to me on YouTube. Yeah. The Only Bonnie Bands 2456. Follow me on Instagram, The Only Bonnie Bands 24. Tap in, nigga. And stop sleeping on me, nigga. Stop listening to these fake ass or trapping ass niggas. They ain't out here really doing that shit, nigga. And I've been doing this shit, been putting my work at the end for years, nigga.
Facts.
Tap in, nigga, and I'm really doing this shit. I'm up next, nigga. Free Rio when he get out, nigga. Y'all know what's up.
My bullshit.